Hello, and thank you for calling. You have reached Purgatory, Missouri. Please hold for Hunter Lowry's interview with Tanakis McLean.
What was your experience of doing the show? What did you think of it? Did you enjoy it?
I absolutely enjoyed it. I didn't really realize how creepy it was going to be, unsettling, and yet it was. When we were in the booth, it was incredibly creepy and unsettling, and you know, got under my skin. But then the camaraderie that I discovered when I was outside of the booth was like equally, like, positive to the negative creep factor. So that was an interesting thing to juggle. Really lovely people involved in this project.
It was fun, wasn't it? I mean, it was kind of like, you know, it was like a real play or production because everybody was in there together.
Absolutely. I'm under the impression they don't really do it that way very often. I mean, it's the ideal way to do it because you get to play off your fellow actors, and it really made me feel like I was connecting back to something older instead of the way that they do things today. It was a nice departure.
Tell us a little bit about your character.
Well, my character, Tunnel of Love, very interesting. It took me a while to figure out my path in, and I remember sitting at the audition and I was like, so what am I gonna do? Who is this person? And suddenly I was just doing this lower than normal speaking voice and this kind of almost a southern twang, but not quite. I don't know where he came from, but that's who he wanted to be. And I just went with it. He was also finding his humor was very interesting because it wasn't obvious the first time I read through it, but then the second time, and when Stuart and our director pointed it out to me, there was like, obvious, it was right in front of me. But to me, for some reason, the first time I read through it, it wasn't clear that there was so much humor there. It was fun to meet the guy, figure him out.
So you were just kind of possessed by Tunnel of Love.
Really was, and I do voices all the time, but I've never done a voice like that. So I don't know where it came from. Pardon me. I don't know where it came from, but it felt appropriate, and I went with it, and I got booked. I got hired.
So we're just wondering if maybe you ever had any kind of, you know, after death, out of body, weird experiences?
Unfortunately, many in my life. When I was younger, it would happen a lot more often. I've never had a near-death experience, thank goodness. But out-of-body experiences, when I was younger, it seemed to happen, I guess, from my perspective, too often. I couldn't tell you a number, but more than once. And I've definitely had some other, like, paranormal experiences. The creepiest one, I don't tell a lot of people this story, but there was a night. I was sleeping in my bedroom, laying on my back, pitch black, asleep, sound asleep. Then something jumped on my stomach so hard that I exhaled all of my breath. I woke up screaming. It was like it ripped a scream out of my person. I was screaming before I realized I was awake. I was hit so hard by the weight of this thing in my stomach. So then I shove it off on the floor. I turn on the light, and there was nothing there.
Oh my God. You didn't have a cat or anything, right?
Nope, I was totally alone. I mean, there was nothing there. And plus, it was like something jumped on my stomach. Like, can you imagine someone like punching you in the stomach really hard? That's what it felt like, but getting woken up that way.
That's terrifying. Were you terrified?
I was terrified. I slept with the light on for a very long time.
Believe it. Oh my God.
I feel like I have an unfair advantage or disadvantage depending on your perspective, in that in my life I've had evidence of things that are paranormal happening to me. So it's not really a question of are there ghosts, are there... so many times after something weird would happen when I stayed in the haunted apartment in Boston, sleeping in the basement and all these crazy things were happening, I'd be alone in the house and banging on the doors and on the walls and stuff.
Whoa. Back up, start from the beginning and tell me that story, because that sounds awesome.
Okay, well, it was terrifying, really. It was when I was on tour, and I happened to take my vacation when we were in Boston. So I had 4 weeks to just do nothing while the rest of my tour mates were working. And then my housemate ended up going on vacation as well. So for half of that time, he was gone. And it was just me alone in what ended up being this haunted house in Boston. And I was sleeping in the basement. I remember trying to go to sleep and hearing people talking, like a mother and a daughter talking through the walls. And then I told my roommate, because he hadn't gone on vacation at that point, about it. And he told me that there's no one next door. So who are you listening to? And that's when it started becoming clear that there was something going on in the house that we were staying in. But I will always remember, totally alone in the house, in the middle of the night, something banging on the door from the hallway, waking me up. And it was so terrifying and so visceral that I told myself, there's going to come a day when you're going to think back to this moment and you're going to want to tell yourself, it was just my imagination. It couldn't have been what I thought it was. And I told myself, do not believe that. You know what really just happened. Never forget that really happened. So.
You are freaking me out. I'm sorry.
I mean.
I felt that one.
Yeah, it was quite an experience. Absolutely. I wonder what happened in that house.
Chills. Final thoughts and feelings? Do you want to come back for season two? Did you have any?
I would absolutely love to come back for season two. I've got so many questions. I've got theories, but I want to know where it goes for sure. So
thanks so much for doing this with us.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for asking me. Take care, folks.